A person-centered plan is about working together to holistically address the person and their life. It is not taking action without considering individual needs in the areas of health, safety, obligations, and life responsibilities. You cannot simply treat this as a technique and have it be successful. It needs to be an adopted practice that you implement in the way you provide your services. Let's review the foundations, or the heart of person-centered planning. The person is at the focus of planning, and those who love them are the primary authorities in that person's life. It is led through shared involvement, actions, and experiences in the planning. People who engage in person-centered planning may produce documentation of their meetings, and obviously there are licensing requirements to follow, but the heart of person-centered planning philosophy designates that the meetings support the focus individual. They should be the one driving the plan. You are there to assist them, and the meetings should be a discussion that includes the person. Planning comes from respect for the wholeness of the person. Assisting people to define a desirable future takes time and commitment. This is not a rushed process. This philosophy is a community change in where we truly need to reevaluate the way we look at and define services, staff roles, and responsibilities. It is about how the people we support engage in the community and with others. Click on the photo of Mark to hear how the person-centered process requires you to redefine your role.